5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So the guys have no idea what's happening right now. Raven, how tall are you?
5'10 and a half, maybe like 5'11. What?
5'10 and a half.
Yeah,
trying to give yourself an extra half an inch over here.
It's like, it's an increment of measurement. So you're either, 5'10, 5 and a quarter, 5'10 and a quarter, okay. 5'10 and a half.
It's 5'10. Like little 5'11. Kids say that they're 5'11.
What do you guys yell? Stop yelling about height.
It's not about age. Measure twice, cut once. All right.
Producer Sean, how tall are you?
5'11.
You'd know something about that if you had a real job, John.
5'11 and a third.
All right. John, how tall are you?
5'11.
So every single one of you believes you're 5'11.
That's right.
You guys all truly believe that you're 5'11.
Is there a reason for that, you think? Like, is 5'11 designated as like a sexy height? Like, that's the one that guys want to be?
Yeah, I have a whole theory, and I'm about to prove it.
Okay.
Top things that guys lie about, not only on dating profiles, but in life in general, whenever they're being asked.
Sure.
Their job.
Okay.
Right? They say they make more money than they do, and that their job is probably higher, like a higher ranking than they actually have.
People just assume I make more money than I do, so I don't actually have to do that one a lot, but okay.
Me too. Weight and age. But the number one thing that guys lie about is height. Now, the question is why do guys lie so much about height? Now, there's a couple of different theories why. I have one that's completely separate. Men usually lie about 2 inches about their height. I think there's a couple reasons. One of the reasons is that if you're on a dating app, it filters out by height. So if you put yourself as 6 feet, well, now you've just opened your door to a whole bunch of other women that wouldn't have shown up in their demographic, right?
Yeah, but you're lying to yourself then at that point. Maybe you've got a tall woman then at that point, and you're not really ready for that. You thought you were, but you're not.
No one is saying it's right, but what I think has happened, and I truly believe this has happened, is I believe that you guys are so dumb that
great.
You have convinced yourselves and you in your heart believe that you're taller than you actually are to make yourself feel better. When was the last time?
Well, so hurtful.
I mean, if you repeat a lie over and over and over again, sooner or later, your mind will trick itself into believing that it is true.
Raven.
That's true.
Last time you actually got measured your height.
I don't know. I guess my physical, probably maybe 6-9 months ago, something like that.
Sean, when was the last time you got measured?
My physical, about a year ago.
A year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And John, how about you?
My physical, an embarrassingly long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's shrunk.
He was in seventh grade. Right. When the last time he had a checkup.
They were also doing lice checks at that point.
The school nurse did it for him.
Explains why he has a head full of gray hair at 32 years old or whatever he is, right? Because he's probably dying and he has no idea.
Being nice to our producers.
So I mean, I'm not a doctor, but. Right. Jeez.
Well, fantastic news. Okay. I have a tape measure here right now.
Now look at him. He's nervous.
I have a tape measure here. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple minutes.
Yep.
We're going to record all of this, put it up on Facebook and Instagram. If you don't follow us, you're not friends with us yet. You can search for Anna and Raven. We're going to come back and I'm going to report how tall you guys actually are. And we'll see if this is true or not, because I believe you've convinced yourself every single one of you is not 5'10". There is no world. Where you're 5'10".
I'm at least 5'10".
Wait, 5'10"?
I'm at least 5'10".
I don't even think you guys are 5'10". You guys all said 5'11". I don't think one of you is 5'10". Yep. It's coming up next.
I said 5'10 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be fair.
Here we go. Raven's already complaining, saying that I don't know how to measure people.
I want to state from the beginning
now. Here we go.
I've never seen anybody measure anybody like that.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me that's how they do it with babies, which would make sense because babies don't stand up on their own. The only other time I think it makes sense is if somebody's actually on the slab and you're at the morgue.
All right. Number one thing that guys lie about is their height. So I surprised the guys a few minutes ago, and I had each of them say how tall they were. Now, Raven, what did you say how tall you were?
5'10 and a half.
Okay. Sean, you said 5'10 and a half, 5'11. Raven, that's what you said. Sean, yeah. how tall did you say you were?
5'11.
John, how tall did you say you were?
5'11.
Not one of you was right on how tall you were. Now, the average amount that guys lie about for how tall they are is about 2 inches off.
Before you reveal
the
numbers.
Yes.
I just want to state again that Anna measured us lying on the floor.
Yes.
Against a wall.
Uh-huh. Preach.
Yep.
And has never used a tape measure before.
I mean,
you've probably used one before, but not of recent memory. And, you know, it was suspect. Here's the thing. You're not cutting the lumber is all I'm saying on any project I'm doing ever.
It's so funny.
But I'm interested to hear your results. I am.
Gosh, doesn't that sound like somebody making excuses already before even knowing what the results are?
I mean, again,
that's what it sounds like to me.
It's a form of measurement. Okay. So I expect it to be accurate is all I'm saying.
What I know is that when they measure all my children at the pediatrician until like Hayden was like 5, Dakota, my little one, who's 2.5, they have them lie them down. That's how they do it. So that's how I did it here in the studio.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I just want. Yeah. All right.
John, you said you were 5'11.
Yep.
You are barely 5'10.
But I am 5'10. And you said that not one of us in this room was 5'10.
All right.
Yeah. All right. I did say that. I said that earlier. I didn't think one of you was 5'10.
You did say that.
Right.
All right. All right.
Sean, you said you were also 5'11 because I think you were just repeating what everybody else was saying.
5'11 and a third, he said. 5'11 and a third.
Sean is 6 feet tall.
Wow.
Yep.
Look at that.
Wait,
I'm underselling myself.
Wait, stretch
out.
2 inches
taller than me? That's impossible.
Again, I feel like I just want to state that these
back to back.
A little bit inaccurate.
So here's something funny. It's like I didn't reveal these results to them. And I thought it was surprising, too, that John was taller than Sean. So I was eyeing them as they were walking next to each other.
Yes.
Yeah, it's true. Sean is taller than John.
You're eyeballing an inch as they're walking next to each other?
Yeah.
Are you serious right now?
I'm
serious. Again, not a carpenter.
Raven
changed
his mind about 17 times.
I'm going to be 5'7". I can already tell.
Raven said he was 5'10 and a half, and then he said he was 5'11. Then he said he was 5'10 and a half.
I'm 5'10 and a half.
Was I? You were almost 5'10.
I'm almost.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So,
which is 5'9", right?
I guess. This case, I mean, I don't know. I didn't look at the tape.
I was keeping my fingers crossed for 5'9", but that didn't happen. It was 5'10". So it's an interesting thing to do, ladies, because usually on those dating apps, there's that cutoff point. Like, you won't talk to anybody under 6 feet tall. And there's a reason why guys tend to lie about this.
Mm.
So, you know, Sean, just so you know, it opens you up to a whole new world of women.
Underselling myself over here.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, congratulations, I guess.
There you go.